Your speaker is Jim Boyd. Someone has said, "Go ye" means go me. Jesus said, "Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature," Mark 16 and verse 15. Did that include me? "Go ye therefore and teach all nations," Matthew 28 and verse 19. Did that include me? The early Christians, as they were scattered due to persecution, went everywhere preaching the word, Acts 8 and verse 4. Does that mean that I should? "And the things which thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men who shall be able to teach others also," 2 Timothy 2 and verse 2. Does not that indicate that all should be teachers of the word? A Christian, you see, is a follower of Christ, having been baptized into Christ. Personal work is a part of reaching the lost with a message of salvation. There is public proclamation or preaching by means of various media, such as radio, and television, literature, and classes. But there is also the one-on-one, the more personal contact with the gospel. All methods are useful. None make the others unnecessary. Things can be accomplished by one method that cannot be accomplished by others. But Christ was a personal worker. He taught publicly, but he also taught individuals, such as the Samaritan woman in John 4, and Nicodemus in John 3, and Zacchaeus in Luke 19. You see, to him one soul is worth more than all the world, so he sought even one soul. As noted, the early Christians were personal workers, teaching in the temple in Acts 5, as they were scattered in Acts 8, and from house to house in Acts 20. As Ezekiel was God's watchman on behalf of others, so we are his watchmen today. We sing the song, "When in the better land before the bar we stand, how deeply grieved our souls will be if any lost one there should cry in deep despair, 'You never mentioned him to me. You helped me not the light to see. You met me day by day. You knew I was astray, and yet you never mentioned him to me.'" Too often what we do is, well, we build a building and we hire a preacher and we conduct services and we teach a few classes and maybe have a gospel meeting each year in a summer Bible school. We put out a sign, we invite people to come, and that's it. We realize that the lost have a responsibility, but we must feel more keenly the duty of getting the message to the world. And it may be that we will have that to go this one-on-one. This is the way we must go. We cannot take the attitude that if the lost do not come, we will not go to them. Too many in the church engage in nothing more than conscience-soothing efforts, not even winning their own family and children as they, well, they might be said to just be playing church. The Lord said to go and teach, not let them know that we're in town. The gospel must be committed to others who will in turn take it even further. This is the duty of every Christian. It makes you wonder as you see the go-by-proxy attitude that so many seem to have. Oh, we sing the song, "We'll work till Jesus comes." We'll sing, "I love thy kingdom, Lord." We'll sing, "Rescue the perishing," and on and on. Next time you sing, "I love to tell the story," just ask, "To whom have I told it recently?" Where do we get the idea that we only should get our name on the church roll and lay back and glide right into heaven? Many in the church probably cannot even tell somebody else the basic first principles regarding the way of salvation. It's not due to timidity, because we talk to others about most anything else. It is not due to the lack of talent and ability, because we perform every other kind of task. It is not due to the lack of contact with others who need it. We may well be due to the lack of knowledge and willingness to do it. Probably we have for too long thought we might survive with weekly sermonettes, but sermonettes only produce Christianettes. Personal work is that. It is work. It takes time and preparation and study. It takes patience. It has to be motivated by love. How many really care that much for the souls of those around them? Someone has listed 12 steps to personal evangelism. Number one, unplug that television and that stereo and that radio. Number two, hide all the newspapers, the books, and the magazines. Number three, place a keep off sign on the easy chairs, the davenports, and the beds. And four, pick up your Bible and your car keys. Five, as you go, pray for God's strength and guidance. Six, stop at the house of a lost soul whom you love, but would not trade places with spiritually. And seven, tell him or her about Jesus Christ and how to live and remain faithful until after death. Eight, as you make each point, back it up with Scripture, and then appeal to their heart. Nine, tell the truth in love, being tactful and courteous. Heal, not wound. 10. Don't give up, but don't stay too long. The power is in the gospel, Romans 1 and verse 16. 11. Return home with joy in your heart. And 12. Thank the Lord for blessing you in this rewarding work and showing you how simple it really is. Many offer excuses for not doing personal work. The life story of many Christians is they all began to make excuse. I'm too busy, but the Lord has always chosen busy people to do His work, has He not? Oh, some might say I'm already doing my part, and that's fine if it's true. But attending worship is not all that there is to your part. Some say no one is interested. Well, you find that to be true so many times. But Paul went into the heathen cities where nobody cared as far as he knew. He did not offer that as an excuse for doing nothing. Some say, I've tried and I failed. Oh, not so, dear friend. If you tried, you have already succeeded to some degree simply by trying. The only one who completely fails is the one who does not try. Some might say, I don't know enough Bible. Well, teach what you know. And get busy studying so that you can know what you need to know. Someone might complain, I don't know how. You see, too many feel they must have some kind of specialization before they can talk to other people about the gospel. They've been led to believe you must be some sort of expert. Oh, that's not so. Training may be good, but we have spent so much time training and learning how to, but never getting around to doing the work. That makes you think we might have emphasized the how-to too much. If you cannot sing like angels, if you cannot preach like Paul, you can tell the love of Jesus, you can say He died for all. If you cannot cross the ocean and the heathen land explore, you can find a lost one closer, you can find one just next door. Some complain that we do not have sufficient leadership in personal work. Now, this may have some validity, but what is meant by leadership? Do you mean that we must have some sort of setup, some arrangement, some organization, some personal work leader before you can do your Christian duty? Why, this is not true. What holds us up is not organization. It is simply waiting for somebody else to do it. Each of us has an individual duty, and we can go about our Christian duties without somebody heading up some kind of organization. Instead of looking for excuses for not doing the work, would not our energy be better spent getting active in it? Friend, there are visits to be made, there are sick to be comforted, there's the bereaved to be consoled, there's the needy to be supplied, the wayward to be restored, the young to be encouraged, the lost to be taught. Why wait on somebody to lead in this? What is needed is not leadership, but action. There are all kinds of manuals and how-to books available if you want to spend time with them. That they have some good in them, we do not doubt. But you can devour all of that and never see a soul. If you want to be a worker for the Lord, then just get to work. Go tell somebody, anybody, everybody, the lost must come to Christ and tell them how. Now that is personal work. What do you intend to do about it now that you have heard these remarks? This has been A Burning Fire. Your speaker is Jim Boyd. Until next time.